As the Turks and Caicos Islands Airport Authority welcomes the return of one of the fastest growing carriers in the United States, Frontier Airlines, we continue our look at this renewed partnership, this time discussing the details with the TCIAA. CEO of TCIAA, Selvin Hawkins, shared with us that Frontier had expressed interest from earlier this year and completed their market assessment and analysis, recognizing the Turks and Caicos' appeal and demand. CEO Hawkins noted that Frontier proposed assisting with the provision of an alternative affordable option, attracting a different customer base. When asked about whether subsidies were provided to secure this partnership, Hawkins shared that the Airports Authority does not subsidize the international airlines. He says subsidies are agreed with other entities like the government in collaboration with the Ministry of Tourism. However, they have offered a standing concessionary incentive program for airlines that launch new routes to TCI, where they receive concessions, which is a gradual introduction of the landing, parking, and rental fees at the airport. With Delta Airlines already providing a flight service from Atlanta, Hawkins was questioned on why another high-demand U.S. city was not selected.
So it doesn't mean that we're not looking at other high-demand U.S. cities. When looking at routes, you have to also look at the airlines and where they would also count as, or where they would consider certain destinations as possible feeders for them. And so in the case of Frontier itself, and I'll clarify first and foremost, at the moment, Delta is the only airline operating out of Atlanta. When we look at Frontier, it being the number two carrier in that particular city or that particular airport, with Atlanta becoming a hub for Frontier, for that airline and its ability to shuttle passengers or provide a passenger service to the Turks and Caicos Islands, Atlanta as a hub provided it the best opportunities in terms of a route being successful.
He also mentioned that the Atlanta market has been tested and proven, and Atlanta has become a rapidly growing source market for the TCI. He says they welcome the decision to provide an alternate affordable option for TCI. This is not the first time Frontier has announced plans to service a route to Turks and Caicos. In 2021, they had shared that they would have a service from Orlando to TCI in December of that year. However, this route was short-lived. Mr. Hawkins said he is not 100% able to speak to the discontinuation, but highlights that the launch was immediately coming out of COVID with a brand new destination, Orlando, compared to source destinations like Miami and Fort Lauderdale. When asked about introducing new markets, Hawkins had this to say.
Yes, we are taking that into consideration, and we are advocating and working with our airline partners. We do that daily. We ourselves at the moment are preparing to travel to our annual World Routes Conference, where we will be meeting with several airlines to discuss the possibility of establishing or re-establishing routes that existed before.
Mr. Hawkins also spoke to the various challenges that affect the process in getting new routes.
So one of the things that we are aware of is post-pandemic. And also with everything that is going on around the world that's affecting supply chain for the construction of aircraft, with many of the carriers that we are negotiating and working with, there's a strain on the moment in the ability to establish new routes where you have a shortage of aircraft, shortage of pilots, aircraft being taken out for maintenance, and because of current global issues, geopolitical issues, you have maintenance now taking much longer than you would routinely expect.
With the return of this new airline, CEO Hawkins expressed that he looks forward to the increase in passenger numbers, as well as working with Frontier to maintain the same experience of travel that the other airlines provide. He shared that we have a slew of quality air carriers, and Frontier is committed to continuing quality experience with an affordable price point. As we close our look at the return of Frontier Airlines to TCI, we want to wish the traveling public safe and wonderful experiences.